Now, for all these reasons, some new system had to be found, a new system for controlling the amorphousness of free-floating atonality. And so Schoenberg gradually evolved his famous serial method. Gradually. Already before this, in his Opus 19, which is a set of piano pieces, he was already veering toward a concept of the 12 chromatic tones, whereby they are all used constantly, but with no particular tonal relationship to one another. You understand what I mean? It's like the first piece of this set, which begins like this. Now, in the course of those two bars, all 12 tones are indeed employed, but there's still a ghost of tonality hanging over them. See, the chromaticism is still just barely, but still contained. Listen to the melody alone. Perfectly tonal. In fact, it outlines a B major triad. Right? With this one, not very startling, appoggiatura, which resolves as conventionally as in Mozart or Mahler. In fact, it sounds rather like Till Eulenspiegel, doesn't it? And as it continues, the chromatic wandering is not very different from the Berlioz Romeo and Juliet music we heard last week. It still suggests B major, right? Where the difference lies is in the accompaniment, which has nothing at all to do with B major. Now listen how it goes on. What is resonating in that phrase? Do you remember Tristan? And now listen to Schoenberg.